Shortly after midnight, about 20 minutes after the explosion had occurred, I was standing on the starboard side of the bridge, looking towards Vehement, where oil from her damaged fuel tanks had ignited on the surface of the sea, forming a beacon which advertised our presence in enemy waters only too well. From time to time, flashes occurred on board as cartridges or shells from the disrupted magazine burnt or exploded. Then the second disaster occurred, a great burst of flame and shower of wreckage bursting from the sea about four cables on our starboard quarter, with a picture in the centre of a small destroyer, her forepart almost demolished. A couple of seconds later came a dull thud, like the beat of a distant drum. We knew from that momentary glimpse and from her position that it was Ariel, the last ship in the line. Poor old Ariel. She had been the first British destroyer to sink a submarine in the war, and now she had served her last commission. In that explosion, which had detonated her forward magazine and burst her boilers, there had perished her captain, number one, sub RNVR, and 31 men. As last ship of the line, she had had to have her depth charges set to fire. But the keys locking the firing mechanism were on the bridge, and consequently unavailable for the purpose of setting them to safe, and thus avoiding a violent explosion when the ship sank. The end came at 3 minutes past one, when, by the light of the blazing wreckage on Vehement, the remains of Ariel were seen to settle down and sink. A moment later, a heavy underwater explosion shook the remaining ships of the flotilla as her depth charges exploded.